So I invited Dr. Ambridge back to continue the conversation. Last week we explored, or last month I should say, we explored the whole concept of what it would look like to not only just be a chiropractor and overcoming some of the doubts or the stigma, stereotypes that happen to be out there, but also this added area that he has developed or really gotten extensive training in, which is the neurology. And of course, that is a very topic near and dear to my heart, knowing that I have MS and multiple sclerosis, and I've had that in the body for a good 15 years. And so I'm constantly trying to understand and learn about the nervous system. So again, I want to welcome you with that long introduction, and thank you for coming back and taking time out of your very busy schedule. We did have several people interested in the conversation last time. I heard great feedback and topics, but I think we're going to explore even more health with this particular hour today. So welcome, and thank you so much for coming today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back, Lindy.
Yeah, it is, and as I said, he's got great information for us, but when you're in, as with any doctor's office, you don't have enough time. You know, you don't have enough time to really have the doctor kind of explain some of the systems. And I think knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your own health and healing. And those of you who know me or, you know, some of the journey that I've been on, it's all about, you know, empowering people in their own health. And I think that is something that I have found with my office visits with you. That you look at the whole health, and maybe you can even explain a little bit, but you also have some history and maybe a degree or a doctorate or whatever it is in the natural medicine.
Maybe yeah, so, you know, my journey has taken me a certain way because my own wife, my sweetheart, she struggled with certain things which nobody could seem to resolve. So really it's thanks to her that I've actually had to learn and delve into, and I've been mentored by certain people. So, and it's really something that affects many, many people. So when you talk about autoimmune disease, whether that's MS or something else, a lot of people are struggling with these things. They don't know it, but you see how a body can respond, and it really wants to do the right thing. Your bodies already have an inherent capacity, whether that you want to call that innate, whether you want to call that your own genetic map or your code or your telomeres, whatever people want to reference. But, you know, our DNA and our bodies are really designed to do amazing things. I marvel because I think about a body, and most of us, generally, we think, okay, we're going to eat, give ourselves fuel, and live our lives. I think, wow, what if you had a car that all you had to do is give gas to and it lasted 80, 90 years? It's pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, I love that.
So, but bodies are amazing. They overcome lots of things. And but there's a very interesting thing that happens between brain, our own signaling to our bodies, our lifestyles. All of these things have kind of intertwined. And so they start to create a tapestry, and sometimes the tapestry isn't what we want. So when we have things like our lifestyles, where we push so hard, we're trying to, you know, overcome this or gain that, or whether that's income or material things or too many, you know, the demands for family needs and so forth, we kind of can get in places where we don't realize. So we have our own emotional outlets. We kind of turn to certain things that comfort us or just distract us, keep us away, whether that's, you know, just going to certain foods we love and
the comforts.
The comforts, yeah. Or it could be lifestyle things, alcohol, things like that, that distract us or kind of ease our whatever, and we don't even have a consciousness about it, but it taxes our systems. And so pretty soon our adrenals are being affected, our blood sugar's now changing, our tissues start to change. So sometimes I reference it like, you know, most people with young kids eventually have a fishbowl, an aquarium.
Sure.
Somewhere in that stage of growing up, your kids will want an aquarium or a fishbowl. And I of course, told my kids, you've got to clean the fish tank. Okay, that was the predetermined and agreed upon contract we had about the aquarium.
Right.
Well, guess what? The aquarium did not get cleaned very often. And at times I would go by and just see those fish, and they were still alive. You wondered how they were still alive. That tank was so filthy.
Well, that's, yeah.
And so sometimes, their bodies were still surviving, but they weren't in ideal condition. So we do that in our own lives, but we don't know it because we kind of migrate there slowly, and then pretty soon we are taxed and our bodies are breaking down because we're actually, in a form, just overtaxing them.
Well, and it takes a lot of time to get to that place. Like, our bodies are amazingly resilient.
Absolutely.
And then, but it does catch up. And I think that's the interesting thing, is you have to be so patient and just allow yourself time for the body to start to undo or clean that fish tank, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a bit of time, and
it takes energy. It is not automatic.
It takes focus. I mean, like I said, it is. It has. I would say, if I had the full time job, it would be, that is always on my mind, is making sure that I stay well, because especially after menopause and after, you know, at my age, I mean, it's body's even slowing down more and more. I mean, it's been very interesting.
Well, you know, studies have shown us that at the age 55, we've lost 35% of our mitochondrial substrates. So mitochondria are the kind of the engines inside each cell of our body.
Okay.
They're the thing that create energy and protein, ATP. So those substrates weaken as we age, and so at the age 55, we've essentially lost 35% of that. So now we're operating on 65% of what we remember at 20 some years old. We thought, okay, now we're at 65% of that capacity. Now, these are averages. I never really believe in shooting for averages.
Okay. Good. We can explore
it's
that.
There's always room to improve. So, but every year after that, in our age, we lose another percent. So at age 65, we've now lost 45%. This is why when we bruise, we say, oh, dang, that takes so long. Now I sprain my ankle. Oh, that's taking so much longer than I can remember when I used to play basketball and sprain my ankle. So our tissues are changing, and we just have to be mindful, because it does take energy to take care of ourselves.
It takes energy and it takes focus. And, you know, I think we're going to shoot to a break here in a moment, but I do want to, when we come back, I think that's something we're going to talk about, because, again, it's sometimes hard to have hope when you're in that kind of chronic pain or in that place of the breakdown. So when we get back, we'll explore that topic a little bit more. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Great. It's fun to be here.
You're listening to North Idaho Radio.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint wants you to know they're going to great lengths to keep their customers safe. They've installed acrylic shields in the check lanes, and the counters are being continually cleaned. For your added convenience, try their shop online service. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time for pickup. When you arrive, your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to one of their parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
At the University of Idaho, Saturdays are for
I-T-A-A-Go! Idaho, Idaho, go, go, go!
Saturdays are for
And you keep fighting, and we'll get it done. Has everybody got that?
Saturdays are for
pressure coming. Hits his man, Sandin, at the 10, to the 5. He's hit at the 1. Is he in? Touchdown, Idaho!
Get your Idaho football season tickets starting at $100 at govandals.com.
Comes a corner. Turn on your blinker. Ron, I'm your guardian angel. Would you pay attention for a change? Time to keep your eyes on the road. It's time to do what you're told. Watch out, the car will be rolled. If you don't make this curve, it's back to Bondo.
Again?
I didn't listen.
Turn.
So then I missed the
turn.
Now Anderson's must fix my station wagon.
Anderson's Autobot. let's get something straight.
It's Fred's Appliance Memorial Day Sale. When we advertise, the Memorial Day Sale appliances are in stock and ready for pickup or delivery.
Fred's has a new Samsung front-load laundry set that you won't find at the box stores. On sale for only $6.49 each.
Remove the toughest stains and enjoy wrinkle-free clothes with this steam laundry set.
Fred's has this Samsung front-load laundry set on sale for only $6.49 each.
And when you buy the washer pedestal, the dryer pedestal is free.
Fred's has the largest selection of laundry sets you'll find anywhere. Front load or top load sets are in stock, on sale, and ready for pickup or delivery.
Need to finance? No problem. Pay no interest if paid in full in 12 months at Fred's.
Save $300 on a Samsung front load laundry set on sale for only $6.49 each.
Loaded with features you won't find this Samsung front load laundry set at the box stores.
Now only $6.49 each at Fred's Memorial Day Sale.
Fred's Appliance, Spokane, Spokane Valley, and Coeur d'Alene. Don't miss the Memorial Day Sale at Fred's Appliance.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Oh, we're in a good phase. When we're in a good phase, I'm not gonna mess it up. Hello, welcome back. You're listening to North Idaho Radio, and my name is Lindy Lewis, and I am very happy to continue the conversation today with Dr. Ambridge. Dr. Blake Ambridge is a chiropractor and many other things in town, and I think I'm just, again, being quite selfish just to have him, if anybody is out there wanting to learn or maybe find some hope in health, I thought this is a great person. He, again, has helped me look at the whole body, not necessarily just one facet where I go to a neurologist for this or this for this or a hormone specialist for this. He's got kind of a really great overall perspective. So, again, thank you for joining us. And maybe this is a good opportunity to share a little bit about your naturopathic background.
So I'm a chiropractic neurologist out of an evolution for many years, basically focusing on brain and neurological problems. But one of the things that happens with that is that brain is super sensitive, and we kind of touched on this last month. But brain is sensitive to a number of things, including inflammatory reactions, metabolic rates, etc., blood sugar. So as I have unfolded and watched people with traumatic brain injuries, people who have had strokes, et cetera, they also have their own metabolism. So to get their brains to do and come back, they've got to have really sound substrates or metabolism. So basically, I've had to deal with all of those pieces and work with them to bring them back. So inflammation decreases, and now brain can integrate and have more stability. And so that's taken me into some naturopathic things because, so I've become a naturopathic doctor as well. And I've also specialized in autoimmune conditions as well as regenerative kinds of therapies to get tissues to stimulate and respond and build. One of my goals is to get autoimmune disease conditions and do research so that we can see if we can actually rectify autoimmune disease in certain conditions.
And possibly even like cure them in the system. Right. Individual, of course.
Right. So see if there's any predictable ways. So I'm now, due to my naturopathic, I'm also applying different therapies. Mm-hmm. Regenerative things, stem cell kinds of concepts, things that actually stimulate body and tissue and DNA and rebuilding.
So, generation.
So mm-hmm. we can get body to do better than it was doing before. And one of my kind of personal, maybe selfish hopes is that we can find better ways to have immune conditions, immune disease get cured. Heretofore, there is no cure. Mm-hmm. There's only managing the immune response. And there's a few ways of doing that. You know, typically in our Western world, we suppress the immune response.
Well, but that's, you know, we just had this conversation with my neurologist yesterday. He's like, all right, Lindy, what do you want to do? You want to get back, you know, do we want to continue with this one that suppresses your immune system? I'm like, gosh, do I really want it suppressed with COVID out there? I don't know. You know, it's an interesting conundrum for those of us with autoimmune right now.
Yeah, there's been the whole gamut. I remember my mother, she had some problems and you know, she was on Coumadin, but they didn't want, you know, they put her on Coumadin, but for a blood thinner, and she had COPD, but you know, they really didn't want her to have any vegetables because they didn't want her immune system to get healthy. Because if it did, then it might cause more problems. And I get the thinking behind that. But you know what? The body is an amazing thing.
It's a miracle under the skin. I mean, it is.
Yeah, we only know, we're just scratching the surface. Right. So I think that we need to look at a system. You know, immune reactivity is that. It's reacting, and it's reacting to something. There's a reason why things happen in your immune response.
Stress, though, isn't it? I mean, isn't stress such
you can
a big
have
one?
Infection. You can have an emotional trauma, right?
In childhood.
You can have a physical trauma, right? I've seen people, I've had cases that got in an auto accident, and now they had autoimmune disease, okay? I've had people that got a bad infection, got in the hospital, they had infection, and from then on, they had an autoimmune disease.
So what do you have any idea? Say more, yeah, like
yeah,
why?
Yeah. No, basically it breaks the back of the immune response. The challenge is that many of these cases happen as a result of a cumulative response to a lot of factors that are weighing on the immune response. So this has migrated through a transition of things. You know, once upon a time, you know, my grandparents, they grew their garden, they had their food. You know, here in Sandpoint, we see a lot of that. Metropolitan areas, they do less of that maybe, or less have less opportunity or space for that. But, you know, they grew up, they ate real foods, they did certain things, they had certain patterns, they were outside, they were working, they had sunshine. Our world has evolved. You know, our foods are, many of them are fabricated, they're highly processed. You don't even really know what you're eating in many cases. You know you're eating something that is a food, and somebody said it was okay to eat, and it was the grocery store, and it's good to my taste buds, so I'm going to eat it.
Right.
So, not against anybody who likes Pringles, but for example, there's less than 3% potato in Pringles.
Wow.
But who has thought about what else is in Pringles?
Yeah.
We think they're potato chips, right?
Right.
So the point is that food has evolved. Our environment has evolved.
I think the stress load too.
Load.
I mean that stress load. Your body almost. I mean, I have a real belief that that is what caused my autoimmune to really. Was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Absolutely, you'll see all of those culminate, and then the back of the immune system breaks. So certainly, and you'll see people with autoimmune disease. And I'm sure you could vouch for this because when you have an autoimmune disease and you have an intense interaction emotionally, or get anger, or something goes on, or a lot of stress going on, a lot of confrontation, what happens? Body,
it exacerbates.
It starts to crash. It starts unraveling, and you can get a gut response. You can get nauseous. You can feel malaise over your whole body, exhaustion for 4 days. Mm-hmm. What happens? Mm-hmm. You know, we had fires a couple years ago. It was 2 or 3 summers ago. We had those fires with a lot of smoke. You remember, you know, going out to the lakes, like, okay, I can't see the other side of Ponderay River. So all my autoimmune people, patients with autoimmune disease, of course, boom, down they go. Why? Because they're breathing smoke and their immune system isn't liking it. Now it's flaring and now they're going downhill.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a main one, but to be honest also, I mean, so often when we've got an autoimmune, like there's a very good chance, I think, you know, we might, and I would love to hear your opinion, but my theory again, from my own experience, that you have this in the body and it's waiting for that piece, that emotional trauma, that stressor that just tips you into it. Like I would think we're somehow wired for it. Like, I don't know that, like, if they haven't linked MS specifically to, genetics, but it does feel like maybe, you know, my aunt did in fact have it. And I wondered if, you know, there is some of that, that tips it. Like, how do we get it to not, prevent the autoimmune from like taking a foothold in the body?
Yeah, well, that's a great point, Lindy. Really, we just have to come back down to basics. And you talk to people who are talking wellness and patterns and habits and all of these things. They're really, really big. Things like regular exercise, things like positive thinking. I always say, well, if you eat well, think well, and move well, you're going to be well. So
I like that.
People that think well, they're positive in their mental attitude.
Oh boy.
Everyone has adversity and trials and challenges, but if you keep a good outlook and stay positive, it's a big deal. You know, the limbic system, it's huge. Psycho-emotional stuff is huge on how it affects our health. And it may be at the the underpinnings of mm-hmm. many conditions. Mm-hmm. So you have to take habits.
In a lot of my books, I mean, that's the underpinning for me, is it's like you are what you think you are. So if you are, if you're wanting health, it's kind of, that's really simplified because you can't make it so simple. But sometimes it's that simplicity that will give you that focus to stay, you know, to stay well with whatever it is, whatever you've been given.
Yeah, I've worked a lot with youth and things, and I'll have them do a little test where I'll muscle test them, mm-hmm. and I'll have them say a positive word or negative word, and you'd be amazed. The minute they say a negative word or something, their whole body will go weak. So our brains try to execute what we tell it to do, because it doesn't decipher the other pieces that we might consider soul pieces.
Right. It's interesting. I just did that. You know, I started my hiking and I almost got to the top of the mountain. And I mean, I was going to do it. And then I just got there. And I'm like, oh, I can't. And the second my brain decided that I couldn't, my body followed. I mean, our bodies follows our mind. It's unreal. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we'll continue with listening with this great conversation with Dr. Blake Armbridge.
Hi, Lenny here with 7B TV. Enjoy family time with the Dish Anywhere streaming app. Free with your Dish subscription, you can watch your favorite shows with your favorite people on any device, even if you're apart. With over 80,000 titles available on demand, free movie channel previews, and a 2-year price guarantee, you'll never run out of ways to get together. As an essential business, 7B TV, your local Dish authorized retailer, is here to help get you connected. Our installation technicians have been trained in alignment with CDC recommendations and are taking extra precautions like wearing protective gear to promote healthy installation practices. Visit us at 105 South 3rd Avenue or call 208-263-7288 and visit 7btv.net today and get Dish. Watching live and recorded TV anywhere requires Dish-connected Hopper with Sling or Hopper 3 and compatible mobile devices. Terms and conditions apply. Call for details.
At the Co-op this week, we are excited to be moving from spring into summer. Your Co-op has just about everything you need for farm and home, including fuels such as gasoline, diesel, and propane. We offer delivery service to home or farm for both products and fuels. Just give us a call and we can get you scheduled. As we transition from planting to maintenance, remember that the Co-op has a wide selection of yard and garden tools, as well as gloves and protective gear to help keep you safe while working on the farm and in the garden. If you're still working on that honeydew list, remember that the Co-op has a wide selection of fasteners, wiring, conduit, pipe, PVC pipe, nails and screws, and heavy plastic to put together, cover, and protect most any project on your plate. Find it all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at 2 major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Welcome back. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Living, and I am Lindy Lewis, and I am just bringing in a few guests to try to help you follow your passion and stay healthy and maybe create that passion if you aren't. There is always hope, as we were talking during the break. There is always, no matter how you might feel, there's always, the body is resilient. It's designed to improve and to clean itself. So we're going to go. So also go ahead and just let you know that this is up on this whole interview. If you have things you want to actually listen to, you can find them. I'll let Dr. Ambridge talk about his the resources he has available to you, and then also how you can just listen to North Idaho Radio. It's available at all times.
You know, Lindy, it's so exciting in our world today because we have so many things, YouTube and TED Talks and research and things out there for us, right? So, and it's just powerful information. So we get to make our choices based on the information that we get. So I just want to make sure the listeners know that they're always welcome to go to my website. It's called backtohealthsr.com. And there's several links there. There's some testimonials. I have a YouTube channel. They can YouTube and look up Dr. Ambridge. There may be 15 or 20 different YouTube channels or YouTube videos there, which kind of express some things. But I just want people to know that there are ways out of where they're at. And it's really powerful to get their system regulated and moving a right direction. For example, I have many people that have had, you know, they've got PTSD. There's some tough things they've had to experience in their life. And, you know, there's EMDR out there. There's DNRS, which is dynamic neural retraining. There's different ways to get your brain. And it's fascinating to watch what happens when people can retrain their brain to think differently and heal a kind of an inappropriate pathway that it created. So, There are powerful things. So our daily lifestyle things are big in prevention. So getting sleep, for example, it's very powerful. Anybody with a significant brain problem, I'll ask them, how is your sleep? And I'll say 8 out of 10 times people are struggling in their sleep patterns, getting enough sleep or sound sleep. And so I know that I'm not going to change that brain if I don't get them to sleep better. So I'm going to move them into some other direction. So our eating well. Lots of people skip food. You know, ketogenic diet. It's a powerful diet. Lots of people are doing that now. You know, ketogenic diets are they're the only diet that has shown to change amyloid plaquing and tau tangles in brain deteriorative conditions like
the ketogenic is?
But like
Alzheimer's. Actually, it's a great. Maybe we could talk about the ketogenic because that is a big rage right now.
Intermittent fasting is a powerful tool that actually causes disinflammation in brain and actually some brain cell healing. So these are things that people get to do. Generally, they should be guided through that. There's lots of information on the internet, but you do need to get to ketosis. But there's lots of information out there that goes on. There is.
But the problem, I think, too, though, and this is. There's too much. What happens, like I know with me, with the MS, as soon as I started reading about that or whatever, even during the menopause, the more you read about it, it's almost like you can think that you have those symptoms too. It's like you almost think you're, like you read about it, it's like, well, that maybe is going on too.
There's big danger in that.
So it's like, where do you
well, that's why it's really
there's just
powerful.
Sometimes too much. It's like too many choices.
Well, it's powerful to have somebody who has experience that can guide you through that. That's the challenge. So this is where I don't blame anybody for wanting to do it themselves, but these things get too complicated and sophisticated. And unless you have years and years of experience watching what bodies do with this, you're not going to really know. So people say, well, I'm going to save the money and I'll just read the book and do it to myself. Well, or people hear, well, I hear the gluten-free diet, that's good. So then, okay, they're going to avoid gluten. You know, they're going to do that. They might do that 30 days and they go, okay, well, I don't know if I'm any better. Well, a little bit. I do better with less carbs, but I can't tell that this problem's any better. But they don't realize that if they have an autoimmune reactivity and what's cross-reactivity and what other foods are involved and is their gut leaking? And, you know, so without trying to make it sound super complex and discouraging to somebody, there's ways to walk right through that. Mm-hmm. So when I have my patients, I say, okay, great. We're going to determine these things. We're going to know that answer. We're going to heal that up and you're going to get out of inflammatory stages and now you're going to move forward and now the rubber meets the road. You get some traction when you take the corner.
And you start to just, you know, once you, it takes a bit, like again, we've been working together for at least 5 or 6 weeks now and it takes time. But then once you start to get, you get through that porthole, you start to see several different levels sort of start to come back into balance.
Yeah. I could go on for hours on cases that people would have no idea. People that were in trouble for, you know, 8 years that had, you know, I just had a case out of Spokane and, you know, 8 years of chronic low back pain and has had PRP injections, et cetera, et cetera. And, well, this guy for the first time has had zero pain. He's only 38 years old. I've had people in...
Can you attribute that to anything specific?
Sure. Lots of things. We've addressed inflammatory, autoimmune issues.
So things you...
He had instability, had cerebellar ataxia. We've done some stem cell injections. He's changed his diet. He had trashed his adrenals. His adrenals weren't doing anything. He was living off, you know, energy drinks because his adrenals were down. His hormones were now imbalanced. So this all becomes kind of a messy pond you don't really want to go swim in, kind of thing. You know, your health can get that way.
Absolutely.
And you just don't know how to get the pond clean again. Mm-hmm. And so... anyway.
Where would you start? If you were one of those people out there, it's like, you know, I've got something brewing. I know something's off. In fact, we'll probably take a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about that. Where would a person start? What are some of the simple things some of our listeners at home can do if they can't get in to see you or they can't get into a chiropractor
absolutely.
Or even a doctor? Like, what are some of the things
Great.
That we can look at?
Yeah,
so,
happy.
All right, you're listening to North Idaho Radio and we will be right back and finish the hour with Dr. Blake Armbridge.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Are you a veteran? Did the VA deny your claim for service-connected disability benefits, an increase in your current disability rating, or individual unemployability? I'm Sandpoint Attorney Mark Jones. I'm one of the few Idaho attorneys admitted to the United States Court for Veterans Appeals. Even if your last denial is years old, new rules may allow you to reopen your claim. I'm currently scheduling in-person and phone appointments for new clients. For a free, no-obligation appointment to discuss your claim, call me at 208-263-0886.
Jim and Sonny here. Come to Parker Subaru. We have the right car to fit your budget and get the customer service and attention you deserve.
Thanks, Jim. Yes, Parker Subaru has the right vehicle to meet your needs. From sedans like the Impreza, the longest lasting vehicle in its class, and the Legacy with the largest, most comfortable interior yet. Thinking of a crossover? We have the best at Parker Subaru. Choose from the fuel-efficient Crosstrek, the Forester loaded with safety and tech features beyond the competition, or the legendary Go Anywhere Outback. Or if you need a full-size SUV, check out the Ascent with plenty of ground clearance and 5,000 pounds towing capacity. Make sure your service and repairs are done to Subaru specification. At Parker Subaru, we have a full-service department with fully certified technicians. We'll ensure the job is done quickly.
Come to Parker Subaru and get the award-winning attention you deserve. We're at Highway 95 in Dalton and Coeur d'Alene.
The friendly professionals at North Idaho Collision Repair Center, just north of Bonner's Ferry, would like to take a moment today to talk to you about car insurance steering. Let's say that you've been in an accident. Many people assume that one of the first steps in dealing with the aftermath of an accident is to call their insurance company to find out what to do next. Unfortunately, many insurance companies take advantage of their policyholders' trust by engaging in a tactic known as steering. This happens when an insurance provider tries to direct their policyholders or third-party claimants to get their vehicle repaired at a specific body shop. This practice is in violation of U.S. law and yet is still pervasive throughout the industry. Insurance companies will attempt to send policyholders only to shops on their referral network. Some of these shops have agreed to use aftermarket, imitation, or even junkyard parts to keep the cost down for the insurance companies. If you'd like more information about car insurance steering, please call North Idaho Collision Repair today at 208-267-9995.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Okay. Oh, I just love that song. Welcome back to the last segment of Let Your Color Out Living. And again, my name is Lindy Lewis, and I am sitting here with Dr. Ambridge. And I had to say his name 10 times during the break so that I wouldn't mess it up. And that was a little brain training thing that I just got. That was pro bono. Thank you very much. He's helping. Say, I told you this was a selfish interview. And the reason I think it's so selfish for me is because, again, I am so appreciative to find... I love and I am over the moon grateful for Western medicine and the things that they have been able to accomplish and my neurologist that really got me to this place of balance and health. But it took, you know, 15 years to really feel this place where I call it grounded in grace, where I'm really living in that place of grace and focusing on staying balanced. But it's helpful now to have someone with such great knowledge in my court to look at the whole health. And I think, you know, we're seeing more of that in our world. We're seeing more people move to that. And I just, again, you know, this is something that you really bring. And if anyone is out there listening and or you have a family member or someone that is just like, where do you start with health when it's just so so difficult? I guess, you know, maybe I think that's how we'll take this last 15 minutes and just talk about where do you start? What are some of the things we can do at home? How can we be inspired to choose wellness?
Well, you know, those that are motivated, I think there's a couple issues that happen for people. If they get a little discouraged, they're just down, they don't know which way, direction to go. So let me just give a few pointers. And there are going to be pointers that people already know, and they may not be too motivated about them. And but basically, our you know, how we're taking care of our bodies is really critical. So I would say first, what we're putting into our bodies is paramount.
So is there something
I would change diets? Okay, that's what I would do first.
So might have just lost all the listeners. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
But is there something easy? Like I like to better than planet. Like would you say read the label? Like one of the things I started with was like 5 ingredients or less. Something like simpler.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have some of those little...
I tell people to eat real food. Eat whole
foods. Whole foods. There, that's a perfect... So oranges.
I do avoid the processed packaged foods.
The Pringles and the... Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, we can... You know, there's lots of packaged foods. You could look at protein bars. They're still packaged, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, there are a lot of decent ones of those, right? Okay. But there are a lot of them, they're candy bars that are, you know, have protein in them, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying that if we can eat real foods, we eat real fruits... We eat lots of vegetables. Vegetables have more nutrients than any other food group.
And they have protein, don't they?
Yes.
And that's the interesting thing.
Vegetables have protein. Yeah. They're not high in protein. The legumes are high in protein. But and I say, you know, people eating lean meats, that's better. You know, if you chicken, turkey, fish, that's better. Okay. Doesn't mean you can never have red meat or you can never have pork or lamb or something. I'm just saying that people should eat real foods. Now, the problem with that is that it takes a little more energy, right? And this is, again, taking care of ourselves and our lives. We sometimes get so busy that we're now acclimated to a different world. You know, we're going to go out and eat. But, you know, you can choose to eat out somewhere that's offering real food. You know, it's real food that's... pretty healthy for you.
So we'd start with the food, just being aware. I think awareness is the key to change. So start just, even if you just eat an apple a day, that old, like just maybe choose that.
Yeah. Or you just say, you know what? I'm not going to eat refined sugars. You know, I'm not going to eat white sugar. I might have some honey. I might have maple syrup or I might have whatever, but I'm not going to eat stuff with plain old white sugar.
Right. Honey is a swap out that I was able to make pretty good. Honey for sugar. It's pretty good.
We have a sugar thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get on that box too much. Okay. But it's not easy. Right. And I get it. I'm going to go to my grave saying people have more emotions, intimate personal emotions about eating and money than any other subject.
Yeah.
Because it's private. Mm-hmm. It's personal. And nobody tells anybody what to do about it. And we have kind of soothed ourselves certain ways. And so food can be very challenging for anybody, right?
Yeah.
So, and I get it. I'm not immune to that, you know?
So we start saying,
okay, what are we going to do better? Mm-hmm. If people are trying to avoid inflammation, I try and simplify it. And I say, you know what? Like 85% of your inflammatory foods are in grains and dairy. It doesn't mean everybody has a problem with grains or dairy. But I'm just saying, if you've got a lot of inflammation and you shift it out of grains and dairy, you would find your body would shift. Now, some people say, well, I need calcium. Where am I going to get that from? You know, your green leafy vegetables, best source of calcium you're going to get. Okay? So, you know, there's different thought processes out there, and I get it. I'm 61 years old this week. So, I'm not a young person. I live pretty young, but I've been around the block. I've seen the evolution of all these pieces. I can remember when Pop-Tarts were first developed.
Okay. Well, I think too, though, I think that the nice thing, so health can come from just some food choices. But I mean, if you can just start a little bit, you know, it can really add
so
up.
So here are a couple other
tips. And a little
tips.
Bit of movement, yeah.
So sleep is powerful, okay?
People aren't sleeping. Can you give them suggestions? Because sleep is a big one. I notice it when I talk to the kids and teach kids.
Yeah, sleep's a big deal. So your sleep centers are based on midbrain activity. So you really want to set your midbrain activity to slow down so you can go to sleep.
And midbrain, say more of that for those of us who don't necessarily
know.
Well,
your midbrain is what drives all your autonomics, but it's very sensitive to things through your eyes. So screen time, movies, Facebook or Instagramming, you know, people get on social media, right? And they can spend hours, you know, they'll be there till midnight. It's hard to sleep when that kind of triggering, emotional triggers are hard. You know, people that, you know, we've got some unfortunate things happening in our country right now that are very sad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
news,
a lot of people
any
might
of that
be
stuff
perseverating
not.
Or stick watching a lot of news and it's kind of upsetting them. It's hard to settle down to sleep. I tell
cuddle.
People.
Cuddle. They should cuddle.
I tell, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, oxytocin.
Get that little cuddle. Slow it down.
Yeah.
I say dim the lights, read
yeah.
a book,
yeah.
cut off media yeah. at yeah. whatever time. Maybe it's 7 p.m. Maybe it's 8 p.m. But you know, and a lot of people get past their sleep stage. They'll get past their cortisol drop, and then it starts to rise again because they stayed up too late.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, kind of get your sleep back in control. There are many things you can do for sleep as far, you know, people talk about melatonin. I use phosphatidylserine. There's different things you can do for that. I'm not going to tell anybody over the air to do that because I don't know their system. But
that's a simple thing they could do is just simply like cut off screen time, you know, maybe 8 o'clock-ish and then find some of those other things. Read a book, lower
read a
light.
Book. Let your body slow down. Let your mind slow down. Mm-hmm. Don't fire it up. And, you know, colors, light, flashing, intense, you know, even Marvel movies.
That's
going to
keep the
midbrain. That
could
be exciting or whatever, but it's going to drive brain and you're not going to
gonna
be able to sleep as well.
Okay.
Regular movement, exercise, big deal.
Motion
pick
is
your,
lotion.
Pick your exercise, whatever works.
Yeah.
If you're going to hurt and it lingers after you exercise, it's not the right exercise for you. I mean, a little soreness because you exercise from muscles, that's different. But if your joints are not in a place to do the kind of exercise you're doing, try and offload your joints. Do things like a stationary bike or you can, you know, do movements in a jacuzzi or a bathtub or get out to the lake, you know?
It doesn't have to be super intense is what I found because, you know, it can just
be regular
moving and regular.
You know, could be 10, 15 minutes. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, as people who are a little down or discouraged or depressed, they get moving, they're going to feel better.
Absolutely.
You get a first trimester pregnant woman, she's going to have less nausea if she's moving. You know, it's just part of how brain works.
Which is so contrary also to like what we want to do. It's so interesting.
You feel terrible. When you're depressed, you don't want to move.
You don't want to do a thing.
But
you want
when
to have
you
a
get
Netflix
out moving,
binge.
Your depression is going to lift a little bit. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think making good food choices, solid, eat real foods, try and avoid inflammatory. I think most people would understand that, whatever, certain junk foods are not going to be great for our bodies. And then we get moving, we're exercising and doing something that's going to be sustainable and it's going to help us in lots of ways. And then our emotional self, what is our emotional self doing?
What can people do for that? Especially right now, it's such an interesting, volatile time.
Well, I think it's powerful when people have a belief system. There can be a variety of things about that. You can have your own faith. You can meditate. You can
and nature
can,
for me.
You can do
nature's
nature.
Huge.
You know, you need to get grounded and feel peace and get yourself centered. And people, you know, maybe when you're 15, you don't know what that where that comes from yet. But you know, if you're in your 30s, you're probably getting an idea. I love going to the beach. I love being at the mountaintop. I love to be hiking along the trail.
You know, one of the things that I have done, and when I have found it so hard to, you know, kind of, and again, I'm always trying to watch my nervous system, make sure I'm not too hyper, and I'm wound tight anyway. But as I will just go lay on the earth, I'll just stick my feet and plug into the beautiful earth, and let like, and I imagine I'm plugging in. And in fact, I'll do these visualizations for the kids at you know, the different schools I teach at, to just plug into that wisdom that lays under us at all times, and the heartbeat of this beautiful earth we live on. You know,
sure.
She's absolutely the one turning the cycles and the systems. And
I'll have people oftentimes, if they're really not grounded, I'll say, you know, just go walk barefoot in the sand,
barefoot,
the grass,
yeah.
Right.
Or lay on the grass, yeah, and the smells and the sounds, you know?
Yeah,
engage the other sounds. Or engage the other senses, maybe even.
Sure.
Is something that people can do to just help with that emotional unrest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we are getting close to the end of our hour. Is there any last piece that you want to just offer our guests? I definitely want to make sure that people know how to find you. I'll let you go ahead and tell us your website and then your resources.
Welcome anybody
again.
If they have questions. I also offer to people like a 10-minute consult. It's a courtesy consult. A lot of times, people, if they feel like they need something, and they don't know how, they don't know if they're going to connect with a practitioner, or they don't know if this is something they deal with, or if they're going to get any help, or they don't, you know. So I offer that to people. So they're always welcome to call. You can call 208-946-5888. Again, 208-946-5888. You know, True North Wellness Center is my practice for my naturopathy. And so that is 208-946-5737. But, you know, you've got my website, backtohealthsr.com. You can go to the YouTube channel. But I do want people
to... What is the YouTube channel, though? So do we do your name, or...?
Just search
okay.
my name.
Okay.
It used to be under a different name, but we're having to revamp all of that. So just
sure.
search my name, and you'll see some...
Blake Ambridge.
Yeah.
I got this.
Dr. Ambridge. And, you know, I used to practice in Northern California in the wine country. So... but you'll see testimonials there and some different things explaining
Fantastic.
About autoimmune disease, different things like that. But I do want people to know that it's just amazing. If you shadowed me and watched what happens, we used to have little bells every time a miracle happened in the office, little bell.
Well, I
go off. Things happen. People, all of a sudden, they're not falling over by vertigo anymore.
Yeah.
They couldn't walk straight. Okay, now I'm doing this, or now I can count backwards.
Well, and we're definitely at the end of our hour, but I will say, you know, and again, that's why I've invited you to come back twice, is because I have seen great, you know, even more than health. I have lots, some less pain, but I appreciate having somebody who is hopeful with me. I am just not stuck with this disease the rest of my life. There are things that I can do, so I feel very empowered in my health. And so that is why I invited you back, because I think that's a real powerful place to start any of those conversations. So I want to thank you for your time. And again, thank you all for listening. If you have any questions at all, you can always go to NorthIdahoRadio.com. This interview will be there played for a few days. And thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you all have a wonderful day.
FM 1400 AM KSBT Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI Bonners Ferry.